No one taught us to live in our body. No one gave us a manual. We are all using it by default. We started moving from 12 or 18 months. We can walk, run, grab heavy stuff or not heavy stuff. And we are using our joints, our bones, our muscles by default. This is how our body was created. We don't need to think about movement. We are super movable structures, and this is our life.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Society Gal podcast. This is Dana, your host, and we have a special guest, Zarina, with us today. And we are going to talk about how simple movement practices can help fuel your creativity as a business owner. And she has so much to share. We're busy women, busy moms. We are busy, 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 but it is so important. And she's going to speak to this about how movement in your day-to-day is going to support you in your right body health, mind health, and in your creativity in your business to be the best version of you. So, Zarina, welcome. I'm going to have you tell us how you got here today, building this beautiful business and sharing simple ways for everybody to get moving out there.
Hi, I'm Zarina Delmar, and I have launched my project, Wellness Wellbeing. It is all about movement. The VOC term of physical activity. Like, I will explain what movement means to me and my method. It's about anatomy and biomechanics. I'm presenting how I see and feel human body's movement. I have my social media presence on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, former Twitter. So you may find me anywhere, and you may try to move in the way I'm showing how your body is capable of movement. And I'm showing that physical activity is not about only exercising, about yoga or Pilates. It can be your own body movement. It's easier for me to show the movement, but we're going to reveal and explain why it's so important for every woman to start understanding the movement and the body more than just lifting high weights and making high intensive interval trainings, which are super beneficial.
Awesome. And what brought you to start teaching people? Because what you're teaching is, right, it's not necessarily new. Your methods are and how you present it. But if you look at her platform, she's a fantastic teacher. How did you get to this place? You're talking about, right, the high interval, heavy lifting, that kind of culture out there, that women feel like they have to be at like 2 hours in the gym. So what got you to this place to teach and embody this in your own life?
No one taught us to live in our body. No one gave us a manual. We are all using it by default. We started moving from 12 or 18 months. We can walk, run, grab heavy stuff or not heavy stuff. And we are using our joints, our bones, our muscles by default. This is how our body was created. We don't need to think about movement. We are super movable structures. I'm 39, and my girlfriends who are 50 and 55, we were living in a society when women were struggling for being super slim. Like from 1970s, or you may correct me, we were dreaming of have these slim legs, flat tummy, slim arms. And we've been doing anything to stay slim, to have this small size or extra small size. And we were not thinking about how our body is beautifully constructed, how we can move, how we can be flexible. That was me. I was practicing CrossFit, bodybuilding. I was trying to be as slim as possible, because I have this genetic predisposition. I have strong legs, and they are not long and they are not thin. They are really thick. I have more muscle mass than average. I was born like that. And I was struggling. I was trying to shrink my muscles. I was trying to be as slim as possible. But then I've just noticed that it is bad for my social life, for my family life, because I'm waking up every day at 5 a.m. I'm going to the gym. I don't have any joy in my life. I don't have time for my kids because I'm tired. If you're waking up at 5 a.m., you're doing 1-2 hour session, gym session. You're just tired in the evening. You don't have ability to read a book to your kid. So I at that time when I was practicing CrossFit, it was 5 a.m. And then I went to bed at 9 p.m. When my kids wanted me to play or read a book or to tell the story, I didn't have any ability to do this, my mom's job. And that's how I've started realizing it's not good for me mentally and physically. I'm not able to do this. This obsession around losing weight, gaining lean muscle, it's not good for our mental health. And I've started searching what kind of physical activity I can do on an everyday basis. But this physical activity should bring me joy, happiness, because we were like, I'm from Kazakhstan, so former Soviet Union country, where we were raised with the idea you have to struggle, you have to push to the limits, you can gain results only with hard working. That's it. You have to be hard worker for the whole life. And I felt that it's not the right way if you want to live long, if you want to live high quality life. That's how I've started seeing guys making some movements. It was like a dance. Or I thought they are with acrobatic background because they were standing on their hands. They were doing crazy stuff. Some of them were from martial arts. I like this freedom of movement when you don't need to remember certain yoga asana. You just move yourself because you trust your body and know how to create different forms, physical forms with your own body. It is called leverage training. Like you're using your own arms, your own legs, your own torso, and you're just moving. Maybe someone may think that it is like a freestyle in a dance. You're just making random movements. But within my system, I'm just explaining these movements are not random. You start moving one part of your body and the other parts of the body is like an orchestra. Try to be engaged. This is called movement flow. When you even don't know the name of this particular form, the name of this particular pose, you're just moving, find this flow inside you. I realize that it's also good for your physical, for your physicality, for your fitness, because you need to deal with your own body weight. Like I'm now can do push-ups, pull-ups, handstands very easily, you know, like splits. It became easy because I know how to develop my body to be able to make certain form. It's easy for everyone just to make this regular habit. I'm moving joint after joint on everyday basis. I'm hydrating my body. I'm not struggling and I'm not pushing myself to the limits. So it is sustainable instrument to keep this body-mind connection and to provide more energy for yourself. Because if there is no movement, there is no energy. By movement, I mean everything. Your intellectual work, reading books, listening to music, and a physical movement.
People, you know, they want to be strong. And that's why I think there's a big culture around, right, the really heavy lifting and the gym girlies people see on social media. I like how you took a step back into your own life, what that looked like with energy that I took in real life as a mother, who was a real mother, who has a real business, you know, and how people feel when they do training like that. You're talking about mobility first training. How do you think mobility first training is the future of wellness?
For me, mobility is about awareness. I'm telling my students, my followers, you have this body map. Just imagine that you have this body map in your brain. Your nervous system controls every motion in your body. And with time, your nervous system stops sending signals to certain part of your body. For example, your lower back or your knees or your shoulder joints. why it happens, because your nervous system shall keep you alive. And if your nervous system realizes that I cannot control this particular part of your body, I will just freeze it. We won't going to use it because it's too dangerous. That's how you start feeling stiffness or even pain. And it happens because you're not using your body. You're not using this particular joint. I am the basis of many of movements I'm providing within my system is gait biomechanics. What happens when you walk? When you walk, every joint in your body moves in cooperation with each other. Shoulder joint, rotation, circumduction. So any you're tilting with your spine, with your shoulder blades. So lots of movements happening in your shoulders in connection with your hips, your pelvic bone. That's why mobility for me is to make this body map visible to your nervous system. Like you're trying to put back this particular body part on this particular map. And you need to do it on an everyday basis. Because really, when I'm waking up, I'm not as mobile as I was when I went to bed. Like you were sleeping in a bad position, in an uncomfortable position. That's why I need to hydrate my joints in the morning and evening. It's non-negotiable for me. That's how I feel toned. And I'm feeling that even when I'm doing my gym stuff, weightlifting, I'm gaining more result because the signals go straight away. That's what I want. I never do isolation. I never do like biceps work. It's always about push-ups, pull-ups, and lifting weights in a functional mode. You send the signal right away and your core muscles are starting to be engaged, your glutes and the whole body. That's why mobility is super important. Many women and men are struggling with knee pain, lower back pain, and they think the problem is with knees or back. But knee pain, it may be the lack of mobility in your hips. It may be the lack of mobility in your ankles and the lack of fluidity and mobility in your spine, because everything is connected and your knee is not just living its separate life from your thighs, glutes, and bone structure. Many bodybuilders are doing prep work. They are just moving their joints. But there is no so much attention and so much description of what particular person should feel when they are doing mobility. Because you can just move your wrists and feel nothing. But if I explain, let's make the whole range of motion, let's feel, let's keep this tension and feel how you're tilting or how you're flexing, extending. It's all about words. Once you have felt everything, you will be able to do anything and not hurt yourself. That's why mobility is popular, because it's about awareness of what you're doing and how you can control and how you can take responsibility, because your fitness coach, your health coach, they don't know what's happening inside you. It's about your own feelings and control. Of course, they can see if you're doing something wrong, but usually they're so tired. They have like 10 or 15 clients per day. They can miss something. It's your responsibility to feel what's wrong, why your back hurts when you're making squats, why your knees hurts when you're making lunges. It's your responsibility.
Yeah. There's some really great points there talking about how everything's interconnected. It's not common knowledge. Like you said, with the shoulder or knee pain, people focus on icing one knee and this knee, if I just keep icing it and not moving it, it's going to get better. But knowing, like you said, knowledge, right? This is why you teach what you teach, because you put out so much simple knowledge. Just having this knowledge of different parts of your body and how they connect, so you know intuitively how you need to move. I think that's one of the best things for everybody to know, just because our body isn't a template, right? Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, like a coach can give you the same program as the other person, but you're a totally different person with a different lifestyle, a different movement, different genetics. We're so different. So I think that is so perfect to really be intuitive. And I think being intuitive in our movement and intentional helps us be more intentional and present in our daily life. Do you feel like that's helped you in your daily life as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You start seeing things that you have not seen before. And is this body-mind connection is not just the phrase. If you stay disconnected from your body, it will reflect on every part of your life. Like you don't have this habit to think what I'm feeling, how it reflects, what is the feedback from my body. This pattern to think, to analyze, to find your own answers. This is the pattern you use in your everyday life. I had problems with my body image, eating disorders, but once I felt confident in my own body, once I feel myself strong, I am able to do anything. Like I was able to quit my legal profession because I was dreaming about different way of living and spending my life, not just making contracts. I found myself quite confident and strong to try to do something because you feel this basis. You may call it grounding. You feel balanced. And this balance helps in everyday life. You can deal with your emotions. Once you realize, oh, I have my breathing muscles, I can influence my heart rate. I know how to calm myself. And it's not about specific breathing techniques. It's about control. For example, I'm nervous before an interview or before going to a meeting with my colleagues. I feel something happening and I can deal with it. I have instruments to deal with it because your first reaction to any events is just your physical one. First, your body reacts, and then you start realizing what to say or how to react in words. But physical reaction is the first one. Once you are practicing movement, once you are connected to your body and feel the signals, you can start taking control of everyday situations of while you're interacting with third parties, while you're interacting with your own family members. It gives a lot. Your confidence and knowledge about your body gives a lot.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Really seeing how it plays into our day-to-day life. I know we're talking, a lot of you listening are women in business. And so hearing what Zarina has to say, Zarina, what would you say to a woman in business right now? I know a lot of women are busy with mom life and business life, and we always have that saying of, oh, I will eventually, but why do people need to do it now? Why is this a now thing and not wait until you're a certain age to start something like this? And especially beginners who are listening, they're like, I've never heard of this before. Why is now the time?
In any age, if you're a woman in business, you have family, you're 25 plus, it's never too late to start creating this dialogue with your body because your physical, mental, emotional body, this is all connected. And you cannot live in a weak body or a body you do not respect, which you're pushing to the limits. You need to create time for your health, emotional and physical. Your family members or your colleagues or your partners will be happy if in one day you will quit because you, I hope that it will never happen, but for example, because you're in pain, because your body is just not providing enough energy, because this is how our whole organism works, energy in, energy out. Energy in is your nutrition, emotions, social interactions, and hobby. Energy out, you need to do something to create energy, read books, listen to music. But with time, let's say from 30, from your early 30s, the main source of energy is physical activity. You need to create this environment in which your brain, your nervous system will start producing more and more energy. And you may create nice balance only once you have your, I've heard from one professor, she calls it tiara time. You put tiara on your head and you have your time. You can do anything. I'm not telling you that you just need from tomorrow, you need to move. But take your time, like 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening, and do your own stuff. Read books, just lie on the bed, and then realize that you have this energy. Once you move, even 5 minutes, you're receiving a lot of, you're getting a lot of energy from your body, which is stored in it. And it brings more endorphins than a slice of chocolate. There is a scientific research saying that it is 5 or 4 times more endorphins from movement than from eating a cookie and drinking a coffee. So if you want to grow your business, you need more energy. So if you rely on figures, these are the figures. You get more endorphins from movement than from eating something sweet. You can use it and you can count and you will see result in just 5 days. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. It really works. This is what I am using. And I am making these movement interruptions every hour or every hour and a half. It helps me because I'm almost 40. It helps me in this difficult stage. I'm feeling that I am now coming through perimenopause. I have regular cycle. I have great health, but I feel that something is changing. And when we are 35, when we are in our 40s, we have our teenager kids or 3 to 6 year old kids with lots of independence. They are trying to get their independence and it is hard. And this is very difficult age for any woman. Perimenopause, kids, like toddlers or teenagers, your husband, you may have problems. You don't like feel yourself confident in these relations, or you don't feel love. And all these emotional problems can be fixed with movement, with your body. And it is better for you to feel your body because if you're an entrepreneur, you know how it is difficult to find time to make a regular health checkup. That's why when you have this checkup and you're talking to your primary care physician, you may just easily tell, start working on your body. And you will see how everything changes, how you become, like, I'm social media creator. I'm making lots of videos. I'm filming everything. I have my camera. I'm talking and I'm making 20 or 40 videos in a row. I don't have any problems with the way I look. This is the matter of confidence, because I know many entrepreneurs, they are afraid to show themselves because they don't like how they look, especially women. They don't like the lightening. They don't like how they talk. I like everything. I'm filming hundreds of videos every month. I don't struggle with my image. Just make the video and publish it. I have concerns about how I look, but in general, I'm okay with what I'm doing. You're doing business. You don't have a lot of time for reflection. You need to produce content. You need to make money for your family. That's how it works. And I have this confidence through my body movement practices.
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
I love how you keep bringing up confidence. I mean, I think confidence in your body and in your life, in your business, I mean, it shows up everywhere. But when it starts here within you, I mean, that makes it 10 times easier to be confident in sales, confident, like you said, in marketing, confident in your offer, what you're offering, your service. Because I mean, you show up here as Arena and you are very confident in what you're saying. And I think there are a lot of women that, right, they have that lack of confidence in what they do, even though they do it really well. It starts with yourself, not in how good a service is that you've created, but who you are as a person. And so I love that you said that, because so many women need voices and a platform. There's so much, so many great things that we have to say in business, right? We're babies in business, women in history are babies in business. So when we're talking about the foundations of business, I think movement is a foundation in being a business owner, in your own business, in being able to grow something without burning out. If you're not burning yourself out, you feel confident, good in what you're doing at the scale you're doing it. A lot of that comes down to daily movement. You said 5 moves in 5 minutes, right? Is one of the beginning and the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
And movement every hour. It seems like it's just very quick pauses throughout the day to check in with your body.
You may start with just changing the poses. I'm not telling you to purchase my program, Movement Snack. Just change the pose. I'm talking to you and I was sitting in a certain way and I need to change the position.
Mm.
If you intuitively, if you are making a break, close your eyes and feel stiffness, discomfort, or pain, just try to move this part of the body, which, for example, is stiff or tight. And then you will notice that moving this part of your body is engaging the movement in just the other parts of your body. Set an alarm every 2 hours. Every hour is better. You're changing the position. You can walk around your table or spread your arms. Mm-hmm. Or put arms up and try to touch the ceiling, for example. It works. It really works great. I know many ladies are struggling with weak arms. I have weak arms. I cannot make push-ups, pull-ups. But here is the secret. You are not doing any movement in your life with just arms or legs. You're doing it with the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're doing push-ups, you're doing push-ups with your core muscles, first of all, and the position of your of the segments of your spine. If it is the right position, if you have engaged your core muscles, your elbows just need to bend and extend. You need to bring this awareness. Change the position. Your best posture is your next posture. We were meant to move. 5 minutes, 5 movements is great for me because I'm able to work on the whole body in just 5 minutes. It is called EMOM, protocol, every minute over minute. You just have your timer and you're doing one movement within a minute. And you're doing it in your own pace. Just if you want to be fluid and make it very, very smooth, you can do it. If you want to make it in the form of high intensive interval training, you can do it as fast as you can. And you don't have any time for the rest. You're just moving within 5 minutes. And it really helps. I know many ladies are not ready for heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. They are feeling bad after. And they don't like this. Like, I'm rather tough person. I like hard working. I like heavy weights. Like, I feel myself great. But I know that many ladies don't like it. That's why they're doing nothing. Like, longevity specialists are telling, you need to lift heavy. You need to make a sprint interval training. Mm-hmm. And you know yourself, like I'm sitting, I know myself, I hate sprint interval training. It is hell. And I hate heavy weights. I don't like this feeling after this exercise routine. I will do nothing. I'm not for it. I was not meant to do this stuff. Okay, I'm gonna live with my sarcopenia. I'm looking good. You may look good, even if you don't lift weights. I'm slim enough. I will quit. I will just walk around like 3 times per week. I will just walk around and that's it. But what I'm telling, start taking this strength from your body. You're quite strong. If you're a mom, if you have even one kid, you're really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Your hips are strong. Your pelvis is strong. You know how to breathe. It's a huge work to give a birth. You need to take strength from your body, but be gentle, be kind to yourself. Start with little movements, and with time, you will realize it's really, I cannot describe, but it's really great when you feel strong, when you can lift the weight of your body. Like, for example, you're 60 kilos. You can divide it by 2, 30 kilos in each arm, and lift it. It's amazing. When you put away these weights, but to grab 60 kilos, you need to prepare yourself. Start from mobility or find any other way to build confidence. And with time, you're going to be able to do push-ups, pull-ups. I believe for every girl, push-ups, pull-ups, and some stuff with pelvis and thighs is enough. You can do it at your home without barbells, without dumbbells, just push-ups, pull-ups, and leg work, glute work every day. This is the basic routine. And if you want, once you want, you will be able, for example, to go to the gym, grab more weight, and feel amazing. But you need to find these keys to yourself, not just jumping into the certain kind of physical, a certain type of physical activity and realizing I'm not for it. I was not born. I received lots of messages like you're Asian. That's why you have strong legs. Why you can do a pistol squats. I was working on my pistol squats for recent 5 years. Yes, I'm Asian. But you know, my joints are the same as your joints. Maybe I have more muscle mass, like I was born with more muscle mass, but it doesn't matter. I need to work on mobility, putting myself in the way that I do not hurt my knees, for example. So we all have certain genetic predisposition, but we can use it as our power and build significant routines for our bodies. Start with 5 minutes. Then you will realize it is fun. You will get curious about what I can do more. Oh, I can do more, more, and more. And you will find yourself making sprints and feeling amazing after, because I don't like sprints, but I'm doing it because I'm just experimenting and I'm looking for researchers telling us that it's really good for our metabolic health. Like 2 times per week doing hard interval trainings, sprint interval trainings. I don't like it. I understand you. It's not easy. What helps me? This ability to talk to my own body. Be gentle. Feel this moment when it's too much. When after this workout, you're going to feel terrible. You won't be able to do what you should do. You need to feel this moment when it's enough. You're good. You were doing great. We won't do more. You will come back, take a shower, and relax. Many of us do not hear these signals from the body. Mm-hmm. We can only push to the limits or do nothing. And yeah, the two extremes are nothing in the middle. And we are not trying to do something to make it easier. But maybe it's because of our childhood years or how we were taught to gain results.
Most stuff out there is hardcore. When I saw your profile on Zarina's Instagram or TikTok, you'll see how different it is compared with typical gym influencers, I guess you would say. Gym influencers, right? They're influencing with their big thighs or big butt, their big muscles. That's their brand, lifting heavy weights. Zarina's profile, very easy movements you can do right now in your house, looking at the video, with most everything she's doing. I love how you broke it down to just move. And it's more of the little things every day than the big, you know, I have to go to the gym 5 times this week because I need to get fit. It's exhausting, especially when you're not used to moving. When you're not used to moving and you start to go to the gym even 3 times a week, you feel absolutely exhausted. You just want to sleep all day, eat all day, and then have no time for anything else. But I think just pausing for these movements, I mean, it's interesting because my mom, I grew up with her on the bed at night. She would be putting her legs up and twisting her ankles. But she would intuitively do that because she didn't start her fitness journey until she was 40. But she's always been into movement. I grew up with that. She would move her feet up and down and do mobility with her ankles before bed. But that gives so much energy when I do that before bed, like a few minutes. I will hope everybody tries just a few minutes and how much energy it gives you. And I think we have a lot of things like coffee, energy drinks, and things that people really rely on, those 3 or 4 cups of coffee every day. We rely on those things to give us energy. Oh, we need energy. Okay, let's get our energy drink. And instead of the energy drink, if we exchange that with 5 minutes of movement, we would feel a lot better.
You may just compare. Like I've been asked, is it really good? Can you confirm that your system works? I need scientific researches.
Just do it.
Have you tried? Try. It costs nothing. Try and compare. I have my coffee, but maybe I will make 10 push-ups. Compare the outcome. Listen to your body. You've moved. Track yourself in an hour. What happens? Same with coffee. Drink coffee. Have you tracked? Have you ever thought what it brings, how I feel in an hour or two? Your heart rate goes up with coffee and stays up for 3 or 4 hours, even if it was, I mean, black coffee, not this lot.
Yes.
Witty something. Just, it is bad for your heart. I believe it. One cup of coffee in the morning, okay, but 4 or 5 cups, you're just keeping your heart rate high during the day by the day. And maybe that's why you feel yourself bad after workout, because you're pumping your heart too much. So you need to gather information about yourself. I drink coffee, I sleep less. Maybe I need to sleep more, and then I will have energy for movement. But as you've told, intuitively, everyone feels that he or she needs to do something. And my subscribers, they're telling me, wow, I've been doing the same stuff intuitively, and I did not know that there is a scientific background for this. They didn't realize it's a full range of motion. They were just doing circles with their ankles, legs up.
Just naturally doing that. Just
no
idea what that would actually mean.
What your mom was doing. I feel my legs heavy. I need to lie on my back, shake them up, or make circles with my ankles, because really your wrists and your ankles and your knees, if you're making circles in the joints that are capable of making circles, you will feel lightness in your body. You will help your blood flow, your lymph flow, all your fluids gonna circulate better. If you just move everything, you can move. Just imagine, you don't need to know how it's called biomechanically. Just find the joint and make circles in one direction and the opposite direction, and you will feel better. It really comes intuitively. But in many cases, our bodies keep silence for some reason. You don't hear the signals. Because
there's a lot of noise. Like there's a lot of noise. Our phones, we have our computers, we have these other things, I think, that give us that dopamine hit.
And you may even not feel any pain. I have a lot of women talking to them, and they are telling me, I'm feeling okay. They may have a huge percentage of visceral fat, but they are slim. They wear extra small size, but they have a huge percent, like 35% of visceral fat is too much. And they are prescribed GLP-1. Being super slim, they are prescribed GLP-1 because your visceral fat is dangerous. It's the reason for many chronic diseases. It is called slim when you're slim, but normal weight obesity. Many doctors call it normal weight or lower weight obesity. Like you're obese, but in the eyes of average person, you look great. And you have the sarcopenia and you start having problems with your blood sugar level, heart, or anything you may feel. It's about realizing you cannot just use what your nature provided you and not to support. From certain point, I cannot tell that it is 25 or 30. You need to start provide support to yourself, support to your body, maybe even from 25.
Yeah.
Once you start working a lot, once you start sitting a lot, once you've graduated the college, your adulthood starts. And it starts with sitting. It starts with a sedentary way of living. You start earning money and losing your health.
It creeps up really quick. I think for a lot of us people in our 20s, sitting a lot. You shared so many things, how simple it is to move into Italy. We naturally feel tiredness or need those extra deep breaths. The more we think about those things, like close your eyes and feel how your body feels. What does it need right now? Supporting yourselves that way is a simple way to get started with this. So thank you for sharing that. I would love to hear also about your social media growth, because everyone needs to check out Zarina's social media. Her platform is very educational and very simple. Tell us how you got to where you are, because you've built quite a platform with your knowledge. What have you been doing to get to where you are?
I've launched my English speaking project 9 months ago. Before that, and now I'm having my Russian speaking project. It became obvious that living in California, I cannot just limit it to Russian speaking audience, because originally I'm Russian speaking, and it was about my passion and field ideas. Maybe because I'm passionate about it, my Instagram channel now is almost 1,500,000 in 9 months. The same with YouTube. I am posting primarily the same content, the same short videos on YouTube, on Instagram, and I have long videos on YouTube. But it is growing. Even TikTok is growing. I thought that I'm too old for TikTok, but it is growing also. That means that many, many ladies and men maybe were feeling that they need support. They need someone to tell them, be kind to yourself, be curious. I'm trying to find movements easy for kids, my kids. I have two kids. The youngest is 5 years old. He's repeating my movements. I have my mom, 64 years old, and we are talking every day. We have two phone calls in the morning and in the evening, and she's telling me, I have tried this movement. I do not even remember what I have posted, and she's explaining. So she just followed me, and she has access to my pre-recorded programs. She can do them. But it became a challenge to get the new video and to try to repeat the movement I'm providing on everyday basis. I think that's the reason why my social media platforms in this short period gathered so many followers from all over the world. These are primarily ladies 35 plus, and they are from Europe and from US and Australia. So US, Australia, and the whole Europe. Why I'm talking about geographics? Because these are the countries where elder people live. So, and when they have time and money to think about their health, and it becomes so that when you're even 35, you may feel yourself young. If you're 45, you may feel young. But from 50, your body starts signaling more loud, and you face these chronic diseases which you have not noticed before. But we should remember that any chronic disease develops for 10, 15, 20 years. So you have had this signal in your 30s, but you didn't hear that. That's why in your 50s, when your doctor tells you you have pre-diabetes, you're overwhelmed. How? Like, I was healthy, I am healthy. Why pre-diabetes and other stuff? So that's the reason. I don't have any secret. I'm growing my social media, posting every day. I am talking about what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And now I am in the point of my life when I'm super interested in my health and health span, not just longevity. Interested in my health span, I have a lot to do. I feel gifts that nature provided me. That's why my social media platforms has grown, and I've realized that it's a huge business. You can earn money, build your media empire. Every social media influencer is a kind of owner of a media empire, and you need to think about what you're talking, because your audience relies on you. They respect you. I'm not selling something just to earn money. I'm giving what I'm doing myself and what my mom and dad are doing. I really want them to live long life, They are 64, and I wanna them see how their grandkids are graduating from colleges. So I want them to dance on their weddings. That's the reason. We all feel something is truthful and like worth following. That it's not only business. It's your life, and you're sharing your life. I hope we will grow together, and in our late 80s, we're going to move and we're going to see each other. No one knows. I have my students 85, 88, and they are moving there asking how is better for them to do this position or that position. And they are my inspiration. I don't know for how long we all believe in, but these ladies and gentlemen who are writing to me and telling me that in their 85, they can repeat what I'm providing, what I'm giving. This is a great inspiration. Your platforms are your passion and inspiration. Once it is so, you are growing, because we are humans intuitively like animals. We feel what is worth following and what is not.
Yeah. I love that message. That's such a sweet message to end on. Your why is very powerful, just to see how much it's influenced other people in your life. And your message of just staying true to who you are, true to what you're doing. People get caught up in doing this to make money. But when you show up in truth and in what you're embodying in your daily life, people can see that. They can see truth. They can see what is right, what people are actually living in their life and how it's real and working. But even more than your why, this movement is a need. That's why it's growing so quickly. People need this. And it's amazing that you were chosen. I'm one of the people that can show up in this way in such great energy. And the way that you're able to, you poured so much into yourself that you have so much more to pour out into other people, which I think is something we all need to do with what Zarina is teaching. The more we pour into ourselves, the more we can influence others, the more we can pour into other people. And that's when beautiful things happen, like the platform you've built, Zarina. Thank you so much for being on here today, sharing your message and your why. Inspiring. I know you're inspiring many people, especially women, on how they show up for themselves, how they show up for their business is so, so important. So is there anything else you want to say, and how can we connect with you?
You may find me on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. So multi-platform empire. You can use my free content I'm sharing every day. You can open Instagram and try any movement from my pages. It's free and easy. One of my followers called it simple, sustainable, short. In general, you need to find something sustainable for you, living in certain environment, interacting with certain people. The only way to find what is sustainable for you is to try different types of activity, try different ways of growing your business. I really believe that the answer is in the movement. I'm okay with meditation, like with Vipassana, when you're just keep silence and you're finding, but I really believe the answers are in the movement, in the actions. You cannot take the answer from the silence. This is my position now. Maybe I will change it, but for me, in silence, in stillness, there is no answer. You may take the answer only through actions, through movement.
Thank you for that message. Well, thank you, Zarina, for being
on
the Society Gal podcast. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.